Reflect on these situations and always remember those who are struggling more than you, and let no circumstance disturb you. But when you sin, it's okay to sigh and weep. I'm not forbidding you to do so. In fact, I'm encouraging it. However, even then, do it moderately while reminding yourself that there is always opportunity for redemption and reconciliation. But when you see others living in opulence while you live in poverty, or another wearing fine clothes and enjoying a position of privilege, don't focus only on these things. Also, take into account the hardships that come with such lifestyles. And when thinking about your own poverty, don't only see the wants, but also the peace that can come from it. For wealth may appear appealing on the surface, but its core may be filled with sorrow. Poverty, on the other hand, is often the opposite. If you could read into everyone's souls, you'd find security and freedom in the soul of the poor, while the rich souls may be full of turmoil and storms. And if you feel upset seeing someone rich, be aware that he too is disturbed when he sees someone richer than him. Just as you fear him, he fears someone else. So in this regard, he is not better off than you. But seeing him in a position of power may aggravate you because you hold a lower position. But remember the day he will no longer hold office. Even before that day comes, think about the chaos, risks, hard work, flatteries, sleepless nights, and all the troubles that come with holding such a position.